Always good to catch up with our friend Mike Berry, Secretary Mike Berry now, I should say. Excuse me, Mike. But, you know, we've known you. We've been coming to the Derby Festival in Louisville. You were the head of that for many, many years, the Derby Festival. And now Secretary of Tourism, Arts, and Heritage Cabinet, Kentucky. And, boy, you couldn't pick a better guy for doing that. I know you had to be excited about that.
Well, I am excited about it. And it's just Mike. The whole secretary thing doesn't, while it's an honor, it's just an honor to still be involved in this incredible industry. As you know, I did a 22-year stint as the CEO of the Kentucky Derby Festival and a 33-year career there. And I'm really looking forward to trying to work with the tourism industry in Kentucky to continue our economic impact. You know, an $11 billion industry, events like the National Farm Machinery Show draw over $200 million a year. And it's not just the folks in the agriculture industry that are benefiting by this. I mean, when folks are here, they eat at the restaurants, they stay at the hotels, and they visit our attractions. So we're excited about this particular event, and I'm excited about the whole opportunity in tourism.
I had a chance to help kick it off this morning. What a neat honor to help cut the ribbon and kick things off representing the governor today.
That's right. I did not run with scissors this morning, so I think the governor will be proud of me there. But, you know, the governor, we were just talking a minute ago about the state budget that's currently before the General Assembly. And the governor's budget not only does a great job of supporting tourism, and it's incentives that we have in the Parks Department and in the Kentucky Horse Park and here at the state fairgrounds, et cetera. But it's also a budget that reflects the values of the state. It's an education-first budget. You know, we deal with the budget, I think, is very fair. It's a balanced budget. It's one that people can work together on. You know, it addresses wages. It addresses health care, education, retirement. And really calls on all of us to lead by example. That's why I'm excited to be a part of this Team Kentucky. It's not just about tourism. It's about we're all working together.
You know, tourism, obviously, your big focus, tourism, heritage and arts. And what do you plan to do to continue to take tourism to the next level in Kentucky, no matter what kind of tourism it is?
Well, and, you know, it's a very large and diverse cabinet. I would tell you we've got some legislative proposals out there that will benefit fish and wildlife. We have a lot of hunters and fishers here in the Commonwealth, but also people who enjoy, for instance, the largest elk herd that is here in Kentucky that have just been introduced. I mean, they were extinct, and they've been reintroduced. Working with several Eastern Kentucky legislators on what we call a Rails to Trails program, but basically what it means is that we organize a lot of these trails for ATV riders, for hikers. The Dawkins Line in Eastern Kentucky took an old train line and turned it into a hiking trail, and hiking and biking, and you can actually, and hopefully we're going to fix this, get through a train tunnel. So that will bring a lot of tourism in Kentucky as well. You know, I talk about the Arts Cabinet is very much a part of this. The Artisan Center in Berea, if you go to them, it's an incredible facility that started out as literally a rest area. And is now just a showcase of the Kentucky artisans. So there's a lot going on. You know, state parks, one of our biggest challenges and one of our biggest commitments is a program called Restoring the Finest. And the legislature has been very kind to us in the years past, and the governor's budget calls for additional dollars to do work on upgrading and making our parks to continue to be some of the best in the nation, and also to stay competitive with other tourism attractions and literally hotels and motels that are everywhere up and down the interstates.
You know, I think the parks is so important. We watch, of course, like Barclay State Park, and I ended the state, Pinerol State Park, Ken Lake, but across this state, these parks mean so much to us, and the work that's been done, you guys are going to continue, it's tremendous for them.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny. Somebody asked me, they said, well, you know, have you been to many of the parks? And the answer was yes. When I was growing up, you know, our vacations were not cruises during the summer like my grandkids are, but we went to state parks. And if my mom and the aunts, as we called them, got to pick, we would go to Buckhorn and we'd go to General Butler, places like that. If my dad and the uncles got to pick, we'd go to Pennyroyal because they wanted to golf, or we'd go to Kentucky Dam Village and, you know, rent houseboats and things like that. And we are committed to really bringing a new day to the Kentucky park system. It is some of the nation's finest, and it is just a great revenue producer for the Commonwealth as well. And people that come and stay at the parks also visit the tourist attractions all over the state.
You know, we're here at the National Farm Machinery Show. Agritourism, where do you, and the governor's talked about ag tech, agritourism. Where do you see that going?
You know, ag tech is going to be a big area for us. And, you know, a lot of folks will come in not only because of the agricultural draw of Kentucky as a commonwealth, but again, while they're here, they visit our attractions, stay in our hotels, they generate dollars. And those dollars that are generated through sales tax and other revenues go into the general fund, and we're able at that point to do work in all different aspects. Agritourism is very important to the Commonwealth. You know, you talk about this, the National Farm Machinery Show. You talk about the North American Livestock Show that is here in November. I'm a big fan of their rodeo. I come to that every year. And then at other times during the year, the state fair. I mean, you know, that is so agricultural involved, and the World Championship Horse Show. So there's a lot of opportunities. I like to tell people there's a lot of opportunities to see horses and to sit on a horse, even if you're not betting on a horse.
Secretary Mike Berry, Secretary, thank you so much. Great to have you in this position. Look forward to working with you the next 4 years, and always good to see you. Enjoy the Farm Machinery Show.
Well, thank you. I sure will. It's good to see you all, and I look forward to hearing you on the radio when you all come up again during Derby Festival to visit.